having trouble with the ongoing book evidence assignment, this podcast is created to help students set the record straight and clear up any confusion they may be having. The reason we have book evidence is not only because it is a national standard to read 25 books a year, but it's also important for students to practice their outside reading at home, as well as have the chance to choose what they want to read rather than just sticking with the English curriculum that we have at RMS. During first quarter, we had book evidence due every 5 weeks, and students had the choice of either writing a letter to the author or a book review of the book that they read. These assignments were counted as a test grade, and with this assignment, students were able to show evidence of their reading 3 books every 5 weeks, or the equivalent, which was 450 pages. Now, there were issues with this assignment. It was almost too long-term because students would forget or procrastinate until there was not enough time left in order for them to complete the assignment. Many students would not keep up with their outside reading and scramble to finish it up at the last minute. And this assignment that was worth the test grade, would make or break the student for that quarter. Therefore, in second quarter, we'll be having a different method in order to assess our book evidence and our outside reading. This quarter, we will be completing reading response journals, which are a more informal way to provide evidence of your outside reading. This allows us to chunk out the assignment into more manageable and smaller portions, which will hopefully alleviate all the procrastination and the last-minute melees we have in this class. Another benefit of having the reading response journals as our book evidence this quarter is that students don't necessarily have to finish reading the book to complete the assignment. The assignment is based on the pages that they read outside of class each week. They will complete 1 journal of a page length or more each week. Journals will be collected every 2 weeks, and by progress reports, 4 journals will have been collected, which will all be averaged together in order to create 1 test grade, so each journal will be counted as 25 points. So the big question begins, how do you write a reading response journal? The most important thing to remember when writing a reading response journal is that they are not all summary. Let me repeat that for those of you that need things repeated more than once. Reading response journals are not all summary. They are a response or a reaction to your reading. Each journal will be started off with the heading in MLA format. And this starts with your name on the very top line. Underneath that, you'll put my name. On the line underneath that, you will put English period and whichever period you are in, 3, 4, 6, or 7. And underneath that, you will put the due date of that journal. Underneath your heading, centered in the middle of the page, you should also title your reading response journal. The title of this reading response journal should be the title of your book, followed by the author, and then the number of pages that you read. For instance, in my sample journal that I showed each class, my title was Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, pages read 1 through 85. Your journal should be based on at least 50 pages of reading, and about 1/4 of your response, or 3 to 5 sentences, should be a brief summary of what happened in the pages you read. Now, I'm not looking for all of the details of your story. I am just looking for an overview of the major events so that I can follow along and understand your response. Now, how do you start to respond without giving all summary? Well, you can give your opinion on the reading. Did you like it? Why did you like it? Did you not like it? Why didn't you like it? For example, in my sample response, I talked about how I thought the first 8 chapters of Jane Eyre starts off as dull and a bit slow. Next, you can talk about the author's style of writing. Do they have a certain point of view that they're writing from? How's their word choice or tone? What about the format that the book is written in? Is it a journal? Are there pictures involved? These are all things that you can respond to and talk about the effect that they have on how you read the book. What may be most useful, though, is finding ways where you can relate to the text. Now, we've talked about this in class. There are three different ways that you can relate and make connections to the text. You can connect the text to yourself, you can connect the text to another text you have read, and you can connect the text to the world around us. So, key points for reading response journals for Book Evidence for second quarter are: there are two journals due every 2 weeks. The due dates will be announced in class and posted in class on the RMS homework forum and on my website. Each journal is based on the pages that you read each week in your outside reading book. There's a 50-page minimum for each journal. Remember, these are not all summary. Most of the journal should be your response where you relate or react to the text. If you'd like to see a sample response, check my website. Underneath the class documents page, I have uploaded my sample response on the first 85 pages of Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. If you'd like to visit my website, the webpage address is https://sites.google.com/site/MissSullivanRMS. Thank you for listening, and until the next podcast, over and out.